Eve, why are you telling me all this?
What do you mean?
I mean, when I showed up here, I had zero reason to suspect that...
That you were sitting across the table from a robot.
Believe it or not, that's not how most of these interviews go.
Really?
You didn't have to tell me, or show off that mechanical arm of yours. You could have easily just...
Lied?
Well, yeah.
I get it. So when you come in here, I offer you up some story about parents who ran out on me. Living on the street, shoplifting tourist junk and selling it to make enough money to eat?
Would have been a lot more believable than the truth.
I'm pretty sure anything would have been more believable than the truth.
So why not make up a story?
Maybe I'm just an honest robot. Okay, fine. Of course I thought about lying. I worked out 857 possible scenarios for how I ended up in this police station. I made up unique backstories for each, filled them in with thousands of tiny details, then generated an algorithm to rank them from most likely to least.
When did you do all that?
In the 0.2 of a second between when you hit record and when you started speaking. I'm, like, really good at math and stuff.
You obviously thought through your options. You could have told me what I expected to hear and been out of this interrogation room in 10 minutes.
Yeah? And then what?
Well, most likely you would have been registered as an unaccompanied minor and transferred to a juvenile detention facility. Eventually, the system would find you a foster home.
And what if someone shows up here at the police station? Or at the juvenile detention facility? Or the foster home, claiming to be family? Maybe they seem nice and stable. Maybe they even have records to prove they're related.
In that case, if they can prove they're family, they'd probably get custody.
I evaluated 857 scenarios, Ms. Amos, and in every single one of them, that was the end result. Someone tracks me down, says they're family, and takes me with them, whether I want to or not.
These people, the ones you say are tracking you.
I know they're tracking me.
Are they the reason you got yourself arrested? They are, aren't they? You needed to get away from them. And this, a police station, was your safest bet.
Yeah, but not forever.
Because in all 857 scenarios...
They eventually catch up with me.
What happens when they find you? Eve?
I mentioned already. I'm basically a walking, talking smartphone.
Right.
So what happens to a smartphone when it's not useful anymore?
It
gets switched off. For good.
That's what you think will happen to you? If these people find you, they'll turn you off? Who are they?
They've been on my trail for months, following every move I make. And now that I'm here, they'll try to get to you too.
Is that supposed to scare me?
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you.
They know you're here, talking to me?
If they don't already, they will soon enough. And when that happens, they'll try to get to me. Probably through you.
Tell me who these people are. We can protect you if you give us a name.
You know, Ms. Amos, when you first showed up, I didn't just evaluate the 857 possible lies I could have told you. There was also an 858th option.
What's that?
The one where I tell you the truth. All of it.
And? Was it any better?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
There wasn't enough data to reach a conclusion.
Really?
Hey, even the most advanced machines have their limits.
So you don't have any super high-tech algorithmic-y predictions about how this will turn out?
I figured no clue was better than no chance.
You decided to tell me the truth.
Even though it's bonkers.
In that case, I guess we should get back to it.
Let's.
Case file 6409, Petra Amos speaking with Eve. I wanted to ask you about Emery. It sounds like he spent a lot of time at Eden Laboratories.
He basically lived there, went to school with his AI tutor, ate his meals in the company cafeteria. He even had private sleeping quarters in the building. So did his father, in case they didn't feel like making the trip home, which they usually didn't.
Does that seem normal to you?
We've already determined that I don't need to pee. Maybe I'm not the best one to decide what's normal.
But, I mean, what did Emery get up to when he wasn't with you?
Hey, Boswell?
Yes, Emery?
What was my time?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right! New record!
Emery, whoa! What are you doing?
Oh, hey, Dad. I just finished running a loop around the inside of the building.
Yeah, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah?
Some of the employees are complaining.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, you nearly ran into our senior engineer.
Well, he stepped in front of me.
Emery, this is a workplace. You shouldn't be racing in the hallways.
But, Dad...
Now, aren't you supposed to be with your tutor right now?
I am with my tutor.
Last I checked, Boswell was a highly sophisticated AI program on your laptop. I don't see your laptop anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It was getting kind of annoying to lug the laptop around everywhere, so I linked the tutor to my smartwatch. Say hello, Boswell.
Hello.
Hi.
Now Emery can take me with him everywhere.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
But your watch isn't compatible with the AI.
Correction. The watch wasn't compatible.
Yeah. I opened up the watch's source code and reprogrammed it to adjust compatibility.
What? I had two of my best engineers look into linking proprietary smartwatch technology to Boswell. They said it wasn't possible.
Huh.
Emery, that's... Still, you're not supposed to be running in the hallway.
Yeah, but Dad, it's for the lesson plan.
What do you mean?
Tell him, Boswell.
In today's lesson, we were discussing Newton's second law of motion. Force equals mass times...
acceleration!
That is correct.
Boom!
All right.
Nailed it!
Sorry, but what does this have to do with you running in the hall?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, the lesson was super boring. We were doing all these equations for, like, hours.
The initial lesson lasted 33 minutes.
Well, it felt like hours, but then I had an idea. Why not test out Newton's second law of motion in real life? So first, I figured out my mass. Then, I started running. With Boswell strapped to my wrist, we could measure acceleration, and from that...
You solved for force.
Exactly! Then we started doing all kinds of other calculations, like, you know how this hallway's one big loop around the building?
Yeah.
We measured the total distance.
613 meters.
Then, I ran the loop.
The first test was the slowest because you tripped over a tray of circuit boards.
Not the time, Boswell.
Wait. You did what?
But then I ran the loop a few more times, and this last time I broke the record!
The full loop in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Which means I ran at an average speed of, I know this, 14.7 kilometers per hour.
Can you convert that to miles per hour?
Ooh, give me a sec. 1 kilometer is 0.6 miles.
The actual conversion comes out to 20.6213.
Boswell, I'm trying to think here.
My apologies.
So then, my average speed comes out to 9.1 miles per hour.
That is correct.
See, Dad? It's tutoring.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Plus, you said you wanted me to get at least an hour of physical activity a day. Two birds with one stone, right? So... can me and Boswell keep running inside?
Fine.
Yes!
Just try not to run into any of my employees, okay?
Sweet! Hey, Boswell, let's see if we can break that record.
Preparing the timer.
You have to understand, Eden Laboratories was Emery's world. It was like an all-day, everyday vacation to the future, surrounded by all this amazing tech and the brilliant people who built it.
And no other kids his age.
Emery wasn't like other kids. I mean, sure, he could be goofy and weird sometimes, but he was next-level smart. For a guy like that, Eden offered the best education in the world.
Hey, Dad.
Hmm?
What you doing?
I'm evaluating the elasticity of synthetic skin samples.
Oh, you mean like testing the stretchiness of fake skin?
That's right.
You sure do have a lot to choose from.
Well, it's vitally important that we select the ideal synthetic skin.
40, 41, 42. You created 42 different kinds of fake skin?
We created hundreds. These are the top candidates.
Whoa. It's like the world's weirdest reality show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many wonderful contestants here today, but only one will be crowned America's next top fake skin. Vote now.
Shouldn't you be doing your homework?
Boswell said I finished all my assignments, so what do you need the fake skin for?
Well, if we want to develop a lifelike humanoid robot, we'll have to make sure it has skin that looks normal.
Oh.
Durable and pliable, but also natural.
Oh.
Everything I've come up with so far has been almost good enough, but not quite perfect.
Can I help?
Actually, yes. See that laptop on the table?
Yeah.
You can use it to increase tensile stress in the skin samples.
Okay, by how much?
2%.
On it. So, once you pick a skin, are you gonna wrap it around the robot skeleton?
There's more to it than that. We're also working on synthetic myocytes.
Ooh, what are they?
Muscle cells. Developed in a lab to form composite muscle tissue that'll be layered between the endoskeleton and the skin.
Man, once you're done, this robot's gonna seem just like a real person.
That's the goal. Now increase tensile stress by another 1.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Robotic skeletons. A room full of fake skin. You can see how Emre's situation looks pretty strange.
Maybe to someone on the outside, but I didn't know anything else. And Emre seemed to enjoy Eden. I mean, he found lots of ways to have fun. Like how he would sometimes mess with the biometric scanners.
Please state your name.
Stanley Boogerman.
Error. Please state your name again.
Stanley Boogerman.
Access denied.
Okay. What about, Patrick Poopington?
Please state your name again.
Patrick Poopington.
Error.
Cornelius Clamfart?
Error.
Justin Bieber?
Error.
Emery? What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just running a security check on your biometric scanner. You know, making sure nobody can break in using a fake name.
Right.
The Eden Laboratories building was huge. 6 stories tall, a high-tech maze. Emery would take his schoolwork with him as he explored Eden.
According to my data, you have just arrived on the 6th floor.
You know what, Boswell? You're pretty perceptive for a watch.
Would you like to continue our quiz?
Not really.
You have already delayed 14 times.
Fine. Continue the quiz.
Excellent. History of Computer Science. Quiz 6B. Ooh. Question 5. Name the German mathematician who created the modern binary system.
Gottfried Leibniz.
Correct. Who developed the first computer algorithm?
Ada Lovelace.
In what year did Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs introduce the Apple One?
1976.
Correct. Question 8. IBM designed a chess-playing computer that...
Deep Blue.
Incorrect.
What? No! Deep Blue was the name of the chess-playing computer.
I was asking about the name of the person Deep Blue defeated.
Oh, Garry Kasparov. That's right, right?
Yes.
So I get credit for that one.
No.
But...
Perhaps if you wait until I'm finished asking the questions before you answer...
Perhaps if you weren't such a dweeb.
Is that Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto for 2 violins in D minor?
How should I know?
I have analyzed the sound waves. My assessment is correct.
Good for you, Boswell. Hey, this isn't part of the quiz, right?
No, it is not.
Okay, good.
Why is Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto for 2 violins in D minor playing?
It looks like the engineers are testing how audio frequencies mess with AI functioning.
Fascinating.
Mm.
Shall we continue with the quiz?
If we have to.
How many bits are in a byte?
8.
Correct. How many bytes are in a megabyte?
1,000,000.
Correct again. And what about a terabyte?
Whoa.
How many bytes are in a terabyte?
Hey, Boswell, in front of me there's an unmarked door. It has one of those biometric scanners above it, but I'm pretty sure I've never seen it before. Can you check on that?
According to your positioning data, this is a part of Eden Laboratories you have never visited before.
Weird. I thought I'd seen everything in this building. All right, then. Let's see what's on the other side of that door.
Please state your name.
Emery Sharp.
Access denied.
What? There must be some kind of mistake. Hey, biometric thingy, would you mind scanning me again?
Initiating scan.
And?
Please state your name.
Emery Sharp.
Access denied.
What? This doesn't make any sense. Hey, Scanner, is this like your way of getting revenge for all the fake names?
Access denied.
Because if it is, I was just joking. Your computer brain just doesn't have a sense of humor.
Access denied.
Hey, come on. Sorry about the computer brain comment and the whole fake name thing, too. I was a jerk to you, and you don't deserve it, and I won't do it again.
Access denied.
Ah! Seriously?
Only one individual is granted access beyond this doorway.
Really? Who's that?
David Sharp.
I don't get it. I thought Emery could go wherever he wanted inside Eden.
So did he.
What was going on then? Why was he denied access?
That's the same question Emery asked his father later that day.
Sorry, it's just a security thing.
Well, can we, like, change the security settings?
Afraid not.
Why?
It's for your own protection.
So you mean whatever's in that room is dangerous?
Very dangerous, and I don't want you to get hurt.
But if it's so dangerous, how come you're allowed inside the room?
Because I'm extremely careful.
Well, maybe I could go with you, and I'll be extremely careful too.
I'm sorry, Emery, but no.
Can you at least tell me what's in the room?
No.
Please!
I'm already late for a meeting. I have to go. Just stay away from that room, okay? It's locked for a reason.
So, no real answers from his dad?
None at all. But David was telling the truth.
About what?
What was behind that locked door? It was dangerous, all right. Something more disturbing than I could have ever imagined.